Hague. Situated on a broad, sweeping bay on the west side, is said to be at the widest part of the lake. The general character of its scenery is peaceful, lacking the grandeur of the Narrows, but the artist will find plenty of matter for study in the great variety of foliage, lichens and mosses, the many-colored rocks, the rugged islands and the graceful elms whose slender branches droop and sway like the weeping willow, the like of which is seen nowhere else at the lake. Good bass fishing is found nearby, and two fine trout brooks render the place attractive to those who throw the fly, while the shore, all the way back to Sabbath Day Point, is considered good deer ground. It is a point of departure for Lake Faro, but 7 miles distant. The Phoenix Hotel is 3 stories high, fronted by a 2-story piazza, will accommodate about 50 comfortably, and is kept by J.W. Rising, who sets a remarkably good table at a very reasonable price. The situation is pleasant, and the proprietor is always anxious to please and promote the happiness of his guests. John Wheeler's Trout House is a little further north on the shore of the lake, a quiet sort of place where everybody seems at home, and is noted especially for the trout dinners which they get up there, parties coming even from the head of the lake to indulge in them at $1 per head. The store kept by Lewis Burgess supplies the luxuries to a large circle of country roundabout. A cobbler's shop comprised the remainder of the public buildings at Hague. At the beach, a little way north, lies the charred hulk of the John Jay, destroyed by fire in 1856.